USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House passed a coronavirus aid package, sending it on to the Senate just hours after President Trump declared the pandemic a national emergency. It was back in May of 2018 that the White House abandoned the pandemic office. Officials who work there say the U.S. has lost valuable time in dealing with the outbreak. The president was asked about it during a press briefing.
When you say me, I didn't do it. We have a group of people. I could ask perhaps my administration, but I could perhaps ask Tony about that because I don't know anything about it.
White House physician Dr. Sean Connolly said the president didn't require virus testing after being in contact last weekend with two people who later tested positive for the virus. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, confirmed that he tested positive for COVID-19.
I immediately self-quarantined.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1-ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1-ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has altered life for most people in many ways. Louisiana has postponed its primary until the end of June. In Ohio, they're restricting public gatherings to only 100 people. In Maryland, Oregon, and California, they're only allowing 250. Four major cruise ship companies have chosen to suspend trips from the U.S. for 30 days. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and Embassy Cruises all agreed to those suspensions. The U.S. ban on travelers from 26 European countries has now taken effect. Canadian Parliament has rushed through ratification of the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade deal on Friday. The action, taken before their three-week break, is to help stop the spread of the virus. And Mexico is considering tightening its northern border to also help stop the spread of the virus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
International health officials said that Europe has now become the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic, as the continent is now producing more new cases each day than China did at the height of its crisis. The World Health Organization said more than 5,000 people have died so far. Johns Hopkins University reported nearly 137,000 cases globally. Italian health officials said their death toll has surpassed 1,000, and the number of new cases has climbed by more than 2,200. In Spain, the government is implementing a 15-day state of alarm under which authorities can restrict movements of their citizens. In Australia, Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled an $11 billion stimulus package to counter the economic harm of the coronavirus. Embattled singer R. Kelly is facing even more charges. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Federal prosecutors hit the singer R. Kelly with more criminal charges, accusing him of having unprotected sex with a girl in 2015 without disclosing he had a social disease. The new racketeering charges were included in a revised indictment filed in New York City a week after the 53-year-old pled not guilty to a separate updated federal indictment in Chicago involving child pornography, sexual exploitation of children, and a number of other allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.